Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This week on Pub Girls,
we are joined by special guest Alistair Baldwin.
And we talk Trisha Paytas's new baby.
And JVN's couple announcements.
Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pub Girls,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Today we are joined by very special guest Alistair Baldwin. How are you going?
I'm going great. How are you guys going?
Good.
Yeah, never been better. Yeah. The queen is still dead.
A week later. Yeah. Who would have thought?
A week later, because I had good money on it being kind of a prank, you know?
Yeah.
Because Ashton Kutcher has been hanging out at Buckingham Palace, you know. Well, Mila Kunis has, and where Mila goes, he follows.
Yes, I
thought it was Punk'd reboot vibes. All of this is a lie, obviously. Do you guys lie on this show? Is that fine?
Religiously.
Yeah, this is not be real.
I do some of my best deception on be real. You would not believe how, like, just minutely out of frame so much pornography is in about 80% of my be real.
If anyone here, I think I just have you on Be Real, but none of my fucking friends are being real. I'm the only one being real out here. Are you someone who is real, or do you post late?
Well, this is my path with Be Real, is that...
That's a no.
I was part of the core software team in France 2 years... No, maybe a month ago, I had this house party. Awkward, no one. There was a zeitgeist awareness of Be Real. And so ironically, we got a bunch of blow up balloons and spelled out hashtag Be Real on the wall as like a photo sort of like booth vibe thing for people to take very... planned staged photos that just said Be Real and like gold balloons. And then maybe like 3 days later I actually downloaded it because I'm so impressionable even to my own bit that it immediately stopped being ironic, and now I love it more than anything.
Family.
I love it more than anything, but I will say the bar for me loving something more than family is not that impressive. But I love it more than Nigella Lawson. That naturally
bars. Wow. Micro queen.
I have chills, I'll say.
I shudder. She has sort of been earnest posting about the queen dying, and I'm like, no, you're so chic.
I know. But a woman of her generation, that's not the worst. She could be fully JKing.
She is like, you know, it's the bar for British white women is so low. But she is actively like pro-trans. So I'm like, all right, I will give you a pass for being a bit weepy or whatever. What was I even saying? But I love Be Real. But I think the reason I love Be Real has nothing to do with like anything specific to the app. I just think it's important every few years to have a new social media platform so you can only add the people that you're like currently friends with, you know? Like Facebook has all my school friends who I don't want to talk to. Instagram is like uni friends, who cares? Twitter is like, I don't know, business.
People I want to sleep with that I don't know.
People that I want to sleep with.
Twitter is porn.
Yeah. But Be Real, I follow 10 people on Be Real. They're all people.
And none of us.
And, well...
Well, I'm not fucking on it. Are you?
I got it. I've been loving it.
Oh, my God. I'm the last pop gay to get it.
Yeah. You are.
Oh, my
God. And this is... And you're being usually fake the over forefront. Here.
Well, dare I say, I talked about this on my own podcast.
Now, your own podcast is your Be Real.
Yeah. Literally, if you listen to my solo podcast where I just talk for half an hour, I had a lot of opinions about it, and I think it's fake and contrived.
It is.
Absolutely.
Last night, I had it go off in the middle of doing a nasal wax. And I at least, like, finished the wax before I did. I was like, I'm not going to have, like, a thing up my nose. Like, it was one of the ones where you, like, plug it in, it dries, and then you rip out the nose hairs.
But did you finish it within the 2-minute window, or did you post
delayed?
Yeah,
I made it in time.
Okay.
Yeah.
My favorite Be Real notification was when I was sitting at the bedside with my partner who just had brain surgery and was in post-op ICU. Posted a Be Real and it was so funny.
I love that you had to have like a comment caption that was like, I did get permission for this because it was so like on the border.
I did. I was like, I leant over and whispered into Kayla's ear, Kayla, it's time to Be Real. And it was the best. But I agree. I feel like, but now I think I like have accepted a few people's requests where now it's like leading into too many people on my Be Real thing. And I just, I should have just kept it to like a core, like 10 to 12 people. I should never have let Charlie in the door.
Oh my God.
Just like that's an arrow. Yeah.
The nose waxes every time, every day.
Yesterday was my first time being in somebody else's Be Real.
Oh.
And an you honor. Know, like I was at Hope Street Radio. Which.
Okay, so you're being real.
I was being fucking real at Hope Street Radio. And there were three girls who all had Be Real, and all of their Be Reals went off at the same time.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens.
It's so fun.
And I feel like it's just like, why is it all at the same time? Can't they make an algorithm that actually makes it random? So then it's really being.
But then you're like I was walking down the street the other day and like seven of us stopped.
Because you got your fucking Be Real.
And I also I had this like work experience kid following me around at work on my day job, and we both got Be Real at the same time. And prior to that, she did not respect me. And me having a Be Real was like, and speaking of like humility, what is it?
Humbling.
Humbling is all like making yourself, rather than being like, because I used to just mention TikTok and kids would be like, oh, okay. You're a fucking loser. Yeah. But like recently I was teaching a bunch of year nine boys, and I was like, because you know, and I teach comedy workshops and stuff like that. And I'm incredible at it. but one of the things I opened with is like, what's funny? Like, what do we think is good comedy? And I was like, because I think that like the queen dying is funny. And like, and they were all just like, oh yeah. And then from then on, I like had gained their respect. Yeah. And it felt the same as when this Be Real notification went off with this 15-year-old girl. I was like, finally.
Some cred.
Some cred.
Well, ultimately, that was what killed the queen. She got her Be Real notification, and it was that final push for her brain to collapse.
Yeah.
It's like do you think she was on TikTok?
It's like those Vines, TikToks or whatever, that are like
Vines.
Oh, my God.
Like revealing her age.
Grandfather.
Grandfather time over here. Mother dust. Those faxes that were like, show this to a Victorian child to kill them kind of thing. It's like, how would a Victorian child understand this?
Oh,
I love it so much.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Yeah. I love that. There was a lot of discourse online because some people are upset that there are people of colour in the new Hobbit show. And I saw a tweet that was like, I heard that the Queen's last words were, but there were never any black hobbits. It made me laugh so much because the discourse is so dumb.
It is so dumb. And I saw a tweet that was like commenting on the fact that they speak like British English. Those Hobbit shows because colonization has gone so far that it's even in the imaginary Hobbit world.
It's a problem at the moment with both the Lord of the Rings show and the what's the other big one? Oh, the Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon.
House of Dragons.
And Ariel.
The House of Beds. It's so boring. Oh yeah.
But with both those shows, because they're prequels and they've now and only now added like people of color, it leaves this like awkward thing where it's like, what happened to the people of color in this universe? Yeah. Like, why did they vanish?
There's an implied ethnic cleansing in this timeline.
But you know, even that makes sense in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, that's true. I am excited for Little Mermaid. Have you guys been? Have you seen the leaked footage of part of that world?
Yes, iconic.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. It's such a great song. Alan Menken can fucking get it. He's such a. I watched Little Shop of Horrors yesterday. It was a day ending with the letter Y. And I was just like, this is so fucking good. And anyway, I've made The Little Mermaid about a white man who wrote music in the 80s.
It's been so funny. It's been so lovely to see all the nice, like, parents showing it to their like black daughters and that kind of stuff, and all the reaction videos are very sweet. But did you see the video that's this woman showing it to her white toddler daughter, and she's making this like funny face as she's watching it, and like you're worried that she's gonna say something like racist?
She was fully like side eye clawing the whole time, like watching her mommy, like, what are you doing?
And then at the end, she's like, and she's got like a really like thick southern accent. She's like, is it just me or is that Whitney Houston?
Oh my god, what? Wow.
Yeah, it's so cute.
That is so funny. How does she know Whitney Houston? Yeah. What?
It went from being like something that was actually like worrying to like, oh, that's actually really sweet. And also nice that you know Whitney Houston.
Yeah, that's so funny. I think I saw a different one because like apparently everyone is filming their babies reacting to shit now. Yeah. But she was just like, play it again. And it was really cute.
It's so really nice. Yeah.
What's the other twin doing of those? Chloe and Hallie.
Oh, they're sisters. Are they
twins?
They're not twins.
They're not twins.
I don't know. Hoeing around, probably.
I love that because I do always, when there's an iconic, famous sibling duo, part of me is like,
which one's okay, the Hayley
what's Venus
Duff
up to? What's
yes!
Maggie Gyllenhaal up to?
Oh my
like,
gosh,
what?
So
I kind of just want to know that they're okay.
Yeah.
And, but maybe that's on me for not following Chloe's career.
Yeah, I think she's probably going to release something solo soon.
Yeah.
And she's looking so hot and fuckable that
fabulous.
She's definitely going to be releasing something at the moment now.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's like the way it's headed. Like Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes.
Chloe
yes.
and Halle. It's all about like owning your sexuality and releasing music.
Oh my God. Speaking of Megan Thee Stallion owning sexuality, did you see the video this week of her having this interview, and the caption is, you will never believe who she's talking to. And it's this like shot of Megan talking about like, you know, and I'm like owning my sexuality, you know, as a woman. And like, she's talking about like, you know, like, yeah, I want to fuck and all this kind of stuff. And then it cuts to who she's talking to, and it's Hillary Clinton.
Oh my God.
Yes, as it should.
Nevertheless, she persisted.
I can't think of anyone more sexless than Hillary Clinton.
Oh my God. Imagine even better if it was Bill.
Yeah. Oh, no.
My God.
That's brilliant. That's so good. Is that part of like Chelsea and Hillary Clinton's weird little like thing where they're in the, they look like they're about to Thelma and Louise it off a cliff?
Do they have a podcast? Like in a car?
Yeah. I think they're trying to do what the Obamas did or are
you
doing.
Will never be
Harry
the Obamas.
And Meghan, it's like podcasting, no shade to you guys, is kind of this safety net for people who've run out of ideas.
It's
and
the
passion.
Drag of entertainment.
Absolutely. And there's all these
absolutely
like,
no shade.
Yeah. And that's Alistair Baldwin. Thank you so much for visiting us this week.
Bye.
I said one thing, which is, where's Chloe Bailey? And I'm out of here. That's the season wrap on Alistair.
I do think it is wild that all these celebrities have podcasts now. And like I haven't listened to Megan, not the Stallion, the Princesses podcast yet, but she went on a full monologue talking about how, because she had Mariah Carey on it, and Mariah Carey was like, you're a diva. And she was like, and then she like had this like separated from the interview, had a full inner monologue, except out loud. What would we call that? A soliloquy.
Yeah.
About how she doesn't think that she's a diva. And I was like, I was kind of insulted by that. And then I thought about it. I was like, fuck. It was like very 2012, yeah. like big chick in the city vibes. Right. It was strange. I just don't think that yeah.
To second guess anything that Mariah Carey says to you, I think is ultimately very disrespectful.
And yes,
I think,
yeah, it's a sin.
Yeah, absolutely. Just take it.
Because Mariah Carey's not interested in being a good person. In being like,
and she succeeds.
She does it.
She does it so well. No one doesn't like her.
Absolutely. And she's the face of Christmas, famously a holiday about like giving and caring about others. Mm-hmm. And yet,
she's got Michael Bublé's neck in a chokehold.
Oh my god. Thank god. Santa buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, the fuck out.
Be gay.
You are nothing.
I always forget that Mariah Carey is also a mother.
What?
Yeah. She has twins.
No fucking way. Are they James Packers? No, they never.
No, James Packers.
I forgot about that relationship.
Yeah.
Was like,
you know, she sued him for wasting her time?
Is that real?
Yeah, he paid her like $50 million or something.
Just for being annoying.
Well, I think there was like a thing of them getting married and then it didn't happen or something.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
So funny. Just paying for like emotional discrepancies. Like you really pissed me off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna just Google how much she got.
That's why.
I remember they used to be engaged. It was a huge ring too.
Yeah.
Well, because if she was like living in Australia for like part of that relationship, like whatever hourly rate she can get down here would be nothing compared to doing her like going to Vegas, doing an arena tour or whatever.
Yes.
Like she would have lost out on money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, James Packer's $13.2 million engagement ring for his ex-fiancée Mariah Carey is named the most expensive item of celebrity jewelry in history.
No fucking way.
I love that.
And she took it and ran.
Speaking of celebrity jewelry, I don't know if you guys are following, maybe Charlie has been the latest season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I've been wanting to talk to you about this.
Yes. So Erica Jade, are you familiar with The Real Housewives of Celebrity Hills?
No, I must confess.
Celebrity.
Same thing.
Actually never engaged with The Real Housewives franchise, which is shocking for someone who has been real.
And a housewife.
And is a housewife.
Yeah.
And someone who does dishes and is on Be Real. You would think that, like, the transitive property, I would love that.
Yeah. They're the two pillars.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I passively, through following other gay people on social media, I'll put it together.
Yeah. Oh, I've never watched the New York series, but I know everything that happens.
Yeah.
And I never seek it out.
Yeah. Yes.
I can tell you the blood osmosis. Types of franchisees that I've never seen before, but I've never watched.
So there's this court case ongoing. I don't know when it's going to end, but Erica Jade basically lived this, like, we've talked about this on the pod before, but I'm just so obsessed with it. She lived this like luscious lifestyle with her 43-year-old older than her boyfriend. So he was like in his 80s and she's in her late 40s. And it turns out that he was embezzling money, stealing money. He stole money. He was
from a settlement for a class action.
So these people's family, there was a plane crash. Their family members died. Mm. They got a huge settlement, but they only saw a portion of that money because he took it all. He put $30 million in Erica Jade Enterprises, which is her performance company where she performs songs like Pop My Pussy in a Cage at random dance gay clubs.
Just imagining like the families of these victims viewing the itinerary for the money and being like, I guess that song did get me through this tough time. Yes. Like legal fees, pussy popping fees. Yeah. Like by the time you actually get the payout, there's nothing left.
Truly. And the biggest controversy that's come out in the last few episodes is it's been revealed that she has a pair of earrings that honestly look like something you could get from Lovisa.
Yeah. But they are $750,000 earrings.
Yes.
No. Like $750,000.
If she gave that, like, she could agree to settlement with these victims, but she wants to go to court because she believes that she's innocent. which as the series goes on, I'm less and less inclined to believe. But she, it's $750 million, $1,000, and she refuses to hand them over, even though it would settle most of the debt.
This is, I'm just like, it's such a bad look to be like, I'm keeping the earrings. Fuck your plane crash, family.
Yes.
Like, if you're that rich, I'm like, surely the money you're going to lose from the bad PR of this is like far greater than.
Absolutely.
I don't know,
some... If I was part of those families, I would just go to her house and rob her.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I know where you live, bitch.
Yeah, where's the place? Yeah.
I've seen it on Bravo.
We watch it every week.
Absolutely. I'll let you keep those ears if you're lucky, but I'm taking the earrings.
It also gets funnier, if that's possible.
And it's been funny so far with those plane crash victims.
And so this week, are you up to completely up to
that? Yeah. We're right before the reunion.
Yeah.
Which is...
They had, so in the recent episode, they went to Aspen for a holiday. And of course, that became for them the right time, the other women felt, to bring up this neck, like earring scandal to Erica while they were drunk and high
and
in the middle of the night.
She's been off the rails the whole season. She's mixing Xanax and tequila. They'll be like, she's fucked. And she'll be like, I want margarita. And they'll be like, what else did you have? And she's like, lists a whole load of over-the-counter drugs.
Oh, no.
And they're like, this is the right cocktail of drugs for us to handle with the right, like, emotional sincerity an issue like this with a very volatile person like Erica Jade. And anyway, they breach it and it does not go over well. And they get into this huge argument where they're like, why don't you just give them the things? It makes you look guilty and blah, blah, blah. She's like, fuck you, you don't understand. Basically, she's saying, like, she's, without saying it, she's basically saying, fuck the victims. I don't even know if they're real. And then
she says that, though. She's fully like, I think they're lying. And she's, and the best thing is she's getting escorted out of the house and she's still going,
she's
you fucking dirty. Bitches
away.
Like walking out.
But like crisis actors? Like that's the conspiracy?
As this is happening. So Kyle Richards, who is kind of like, has been the main housewife of the whole series, who is
now
Kathy
Kyle
Hilton's,
I know from the Scream franchise.
Yes.
I mean, sorry, Halloween.
That's
right. Yeah.
And she is famously Kathy Hilton's sister. And Kathy Hilton is there as this is happening. And Kyle, when Erica is going off like this, says, Erica, she's basically saying, like, Erica, what the fuck? You can't say this. This is so horrible. And as this literal, like, meltdown is happening, Kathy Hilton from the corner just says, Kyle, don't cuss.
This is right after that. Kathy, in the middle of this like blow up, she's only on the show to promote a tequila company.
A tequila brand.
So in the middle of this fight, she's like, I really want to talk to you. And this is like the third time in the show that she has clunkily brought out a bottle of tequila.
And it gets even better because not only is that so ridiculous, the next episode, they're out at a bar. And Lisa Rinna, and we need to talk about Lisa Rinna, Eminem. But, Lisa Rinna orders at the bar, can I please have a shot of tequila, and can it be this label that's owned by my friend Kendall Jenner? And she says it in front of Kathy Hilton, who has spent the past trip in Aspen trying to promote her tequila brand. And everyone's just like, all right, Kathy, pipe down. And Kathy loses it in this bar and she's like, what the fuck? She said that right in front of me. And then she's like full on swearing. It's like, why are you now cussing?
And apparently there's just been this like Kathy Hilton blow up that didn't get on camera that like shocked all the other housewives to the core. She's a woman who puts ear cream in her eyes and has never known. She doesn't understand anything. She forgets cars. She'll forget she parked a car somewhere for like days and it'll get towed.
That could be
like,
me.
Like, but it would ruin you, the fines.
Right.
Like, I'm already ruined by the current fines.
She owns the car.
It's one of those things where it's like, what's cool if you're rich and not if you're poor? You know, and it's like losing your car.
That sounds like someone who needs to divest from working in the tequila industry. She's getting secondhand, like, tanks.
Celebrities need to stop starting labels in general, whether it's tequila or skincare or clothing. It's too much.
Did you see the Anthony and
Jonathan? It's just pissed me off.
I am furious. Furious.
It's disgusting.
How dare they sell
those
us
nasty dog little
probiotics
corporate faggots
under the guise of being like, finally we're together. shut up and show us like something that's not a product for once.
Absolutely. And no shade again, talk about unnecessary podcasts, that JVN, Getting Curious. No one needs that.
No.
I don't care. You know, and then they've got posters all around the city and they're like ice skating get up and it's like, okay, I guess that's interesting. Like, you know, but
I can barely handle JVN in small doses on Queer Eye, let alone a show where they have free reign to let it loose.
Only JVN.
Yeah.
When my mum watches, my mum does enjoy Queer Eye, but there's something about JVN and it's like that just pulls out all of her like internalized homophobia. Yeah. She just like instantly becomes a fucking like bigot when she's watching, like, I just can't handle this person.
But same, and I'm gay. No, but I mean, Anthony's far worse because, like, JVN does stuff, you know, and has talents and has X Factor and whatever. And, you know, not to my taste, but that's fine, you know, as queer people, we're conditioned to tear down other queer people.
Yeah, because it's fun.
Because it is fun.
And it's sport for us.
It's sport that keeps you fit.
I know. But it's like, it's so, I don't know, to like wheel Anthony into these like SponCon, like fake out IG things. It feels cruel. Like I just...
Is it a co-owned thing or is it owned by primarily one of them?
Well, I just think even if it's 50% in Anthony's name, I can't imagine him like understanding what's going on. On around him, you know, like, like I watch Queer Eye and it sort of, he feels like,
he's a waif,
he's hollow, he's like sort of, he's halfway between like, I don't know, a dog in a TV show and like some third tier character in a Hanya Yanagihara novel. Like, it's like
oh my
like
God.
Like he's passing as deep because he's got under eye bags, but he's hollow completely. Yeah. And then he'll be like, oh my God.
He's the cooking guy, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Teaching you to make a fucking grilled sandwich.
Yeah.
There's a video he posted online. It was like when we were all in lockdown, I think last year or the year before. And he's talking about like, it's a like sponsored ad for like this company that he adopted his dog through. And it's the most bizarre, like he's talking about himself in like third person and he talks about this dog in a way that I'm like, you don't have to take that dog. Like, he's like, it's all been really good though in the end and I'm glad and
like it's
so,
Judy.
Yeah, it's so strange. It's so like a small prince boy who just wants to play with the locks but suddenly has to be a king. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think,
He
wasn't destined for it. And then he has this dog and he's like, and I love her. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's giving our new king having to deal with all these fucking corgis now.
No.
But Jordan was just telling us before the pod, apparently the corgis are going to lead the funeral procession.
Yeah. They're going to pull.
It's going to be like snow dogs.
And when I first heard it, I was like, that must be like a fantastical rumor. But people are like, no, it bears weight.
Yeah. For sure.
They'll be leading. How many did she have in the end?
Like
six or something.
I was going to say six too.
Yeah. I heard she stopped breeding
them. Half a dozen sounds queenly amount.
She stopped breeding them in 2015 because she didn't want them to live on long without her. Mm. Let that paint the picture you need.
I can't imagine they enjoyed living long with her. So.
Oh my God. She was soft launching her death for 7 years.
I like to imagine as well that the corgis were like when kids have hamsters or like guinea pigs and they die and the parents replace it with a similar looking one.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
All these corgis have just been dying consistently and she's like, it's unusual that they live for 70 years or whatever.
Yeah. They are my corgis.
And she's being buried in lead? What?
Oh, yeah. And the pallbearers are currently being trained. I don't know if they mean like physically or like but they're in like some like hidden like barracks and they're being trained to carry her because Diana's the coffin weighed like 250 kilograms and Diana famously had an eating disorder.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know she did.
Oh yeah.
Just another thing we had in common.
Yeah, we're not going to body shame her. We lower her into the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear as well that the official, like, royal beekeeper.
What?
Did you hear about this?
That's all we need. It's real.
End of discussion. But the royal beekeeper, part of the, like, process in mourning is that the beekeeper has to go to the bees and tell them and inform them that the queen is dead.
Which is confusing to a bee because they have their own queen. She'd be like, I'm literally right here.
And they immediately, like, stop producing honey and they die off.
I would argue that the Queen Elizabeth dying is better for the environment. An actual queen of bees dying?
Absolutely.
Catastrophic.
I'm all about this next decade being colony collapse disorder of all kinds. It's like the colony and any colony, you know, like... Queen's out of the way. Let's let the true queens, these big bees, take over the earth.
The queen is dead. Long live the bee.
Queen bee.
Be real.
Did you see Beyonce's birthday party?
Oh my God.
Were we the only ones not invited?
Literally all of Hollywood was there, including Tristan Thompson.
Who's Tristan Thompson? Machine Gun Kelly. It's like
Tristan Thompson cheated on that Kardashian sister Khloe. Like 700 million times.
That
Kardashian sister.
And she's currently
sister.
Having his baby.
And obviously Beyonce loves to stand by a cheater in general. So it's that that tracks to me. But it was such a bizarre, because I saw a TikTok of someone going like, here's everyone invited and here's like whether that makes sense to me or not. Yeah. But half of them, it's like, one, I don't know how they like are good enough to be friends with Beyonce, but they're also not giving, like, costume-wise for this, like, Studio 54.
Roller disco.
Yeah, come on.
Was that the theme? Someone was in, like, full Michael Jackson. Can we not... we all just, like, decided Michael Jackson's fine now.
I agree. I see so many Michael... Like, I swear Michael Jackson's PR team is still working.
Hugely.
Like, but not hard enough, because have you seen the trend on TikTok about Michael Jackson phobia? Have you heard about this?
No.
It's people who have a legitimate, like terrifying phobia of Michael Jackson.
You're allowed to be scared of pedophiles.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a survival response.
But there's this video of this girl who's like at a bar or whatever, and there's like an impersonator doing like the dancing on the dance floor and like performing for this audience. And this girl is like literally like curled over in a ball, like shaking.
Oh my God.
And people were talking about like, why is this the case? And people in the comments were like, I have this, or I know someone my age who has this. And I think it's a generational thing for us because we didn't grow up in the height of period. We grew up in the scandal period where everything was going to shit. And
Scary Movie 3.
Dangling the baby out the window.
And there is a degree of like uncanny valley with it all. So
for sure.
I get it.
I mean, there's someone who should be buried in a lead coffin.
I think he's still alive, personally.
Have you seen the video of that woman in the supermarket? There's a woman. She's just an elderly woman. But it does. I'll give it to the videographer. For a second, I was like, he lives.
It's like a Bigfoot sighting.
Yeah. I thought I saw Corey Monteith in the city in 2016.
No.
But it wasn't him.
I mean, that's the only way to get out of Glee is to fake your own death.
Out of his
Ryan
relationship.
Ryan Murphy will not let you. It's like, where is Lily Rabe as well from the American Horror Story?
Oh my God, totally.
Well, talking about celebrities who got just too much work done, did you see that Zac Efron video interview?
Yes.
His face did not move.
What is going on?
Well, saw a TikTok. I read an article, by which I mean someone got the automated voice to be like, did you know, Zach? But I read apparently the official public story is that he like crashed like head first into like, I don't know, like a bathroom sink or something. And that is like his, like post jaw surgery, his muscles overworked is his story because apparently he was like,
but it's not my story.
But my story is one of the most employed plastic surgeons. Is that he got a lot of work done and
he
those
looks
fillers.
Like David Hasselhoff.
Did not recognize him.
But I mean, I'm compelled by this like sink story because like he's only like 30 years old. It's not like he's like fighting the like old man time. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but I mean, he was already playing high school student at the age of what, 25? Like, I think he's at a timeline that's completely untethered from reality. Because what is he doing now? He's like, he was in that Baywatch reboot.
I thought he was marrying an Aussie girl that he met in Adelaide when he was filming.
Yeah, we all got excited.
Yeah, wait, for like 2 seconds.
Like Dev Patel vibes?
Yeah.
And also like normal people. Wait, these Adelaide girlies.
Oh my God, no.
I need to move there.
Tell me about this Adelaide girly though. Well, who did she get with?
Well, Dev Patel famously now just lives in Adelaide. And everyone in... Everyone
of all the places.
Yeah, yeah.
So I read an article. but these Adelaide TikTok people are always talking about their like Dev Patel sighting, but he just fully lives there now because he's like engaged or something to someone that he met in Australia when he was here filming Lion, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that'd be right. With Nicole.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely. Nicole's wig. Is the one. I love that. I feel like it's very, I don't know, it carries on from like, remember when we were all obsessed with Princess Mary? When Mary, she married the Danish guy. Have you heard about this, Aurelia?
I don't recall.
Oh my God. Yeah. It would have been before your time. But during the 2000 Olympics, there were lots of, you know, like princes in Sydney and there were a few eligible bachelors. And one of them was this, is he from Denmark or is he Danish?
What?
Oh my gosh, no, I do remember this.
So sorry.
Denmark or Danish.
Cultural correspondent, Jordan Barr.
I always want to call it Daneland.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's
are you thinking of Iceland or
yeah.
Greenland and Iceland?
I'm thinking of a made-up place. I'm thinking I've thinking of Genovia. 2017. but they met in a pub and she was just like just a regular girl from Tasmania. And then they got engaged and now she's like the queen. She's about to be the queen of
Denmark.
Daneland.
If that ain't a story of coming out of like the woodwork from Tasmania to Genovia, just...
It was, and we were obsessed with her because it was like, holy shit. And he was so hot.
It could be any of us.
It could be any of us.
I know. But that's just going from like one, no shade, inbreeding pool to another. Like it's a very lateral move in my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Speaking of inbreeding, has anyone been watching House of the Dragon?
Yes.
I've been like vicariously watching through my partner who's super into it. But it's just like, how have we, like, it's just full on incest and like it's
I'm getting a lot of edits on TikTok. No? Yeah, it's fictional. There's dragons, but it's but it's like I'm getting like edits on TikTok. You know how they like have like Jesse and Rory Gilmore and stuff like that edits where they're like
Like fan cam.
Yeah. I'm getting that. With like this uncle and niece concert.
No. People are standing.
People love it.
Because they're the lead relationship.
They're fucking?
Yes.
That's
well, they're
going to
be.
They just
disgusting.
Did.
The whole thing is hinged on it because it's a prequel. Like, we know based on the lore of Game of Thrones that they have to get together and have children. Like, and it's just uncle and niece.
No. But this...
It's Matt Smith with a blonde wig and
that's
it looks,
more insulting.
Yeah, honestly.
The most infuriating thing is like, okay, incest is like the main part of this show. Where are the disabled actors? I mean, get me in. Yeah. I've got muscular dystrophy. You know, my parents had to go to genetic counseling to be like, so you cousins or what's the tea?
Oh my God.
And so it's like, for, you know, if you're going to be so incest, like, get a few fucking genetic disorder kids in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm vying for it. I'm like, don't just get ugly, hot, like, Doctor Who bow tie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get me in there. Put me in a platinum blonde fucking wig. I'll be like...
I'd love to see it.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking at your eyebrows and I'm like, they would look great bleached.
I was just about to say, the Targaryens don't bleach their eyebrows though. That's the weirdest thing. They all have like normal color eyebrows except Matt Smith, no eyebrows. But everybody else, just a brow.
Wait, but is their hair color that's genetic, right? Or that's they bleach?
It's genetic.
But there's black Targaryens that also have the... bleach blonde.
Yeah, like, yeah. The hair stays
and that
true.
Killed the queen.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they can't deal with that.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. The incest is fine, but black people.
Yeah. Draw the line. No, House of Dragon is a bit slow. I'm watching every episode, though, because it's good to fall to sleep to. But I think there's no common people in the show. Mm. And I think they're finding out that you can't just do it all on royals. Even The Crown had a couple episodes about that fog episode.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. Well, the only redeeming people in The Crown are like the Irish terrorists.
Yes!
I've never felt more connected to my Irish ancestry than in the past week of being like, you know what? Actually, fuck the queen. Yeah,
actually, fuck her. I saw a tweet that was like on like the night that she, that would have been the night for them, but it was like the morning after for us that we found out. Being like they're setting off fireworks in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The street is alive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, have you guys seen, this might only possibly apply to Jordan, but
I'm excited.
There's a Twitter account called Terry Schuster Updates.
No.
Who was the like Will Schuster's ex-wife in Glee. And it's just like comparing her to like recent pop scandals. it's from the words of Terry Schuster being like the queen, like I don't give a shit that the queen's dead. She doesn't know anything about hardship. What she did.
Not wrong.
Because what was Terry Schuster's arc? She was in a loveless marriage with like a choir teacher, so she pretended to be pregnant.
Yes.
She had a little pillow.
Absolutely.
And then she had like Idina Menzel's baby or something, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like,
no. It turns out Leah Michelle's character Rachel was Idina Menzel's high school baby that she had.
Oh my god!
And they sang "I Dreamed a Dream" together.
Yes.
And then that's the end of that. And then do we ever meet Leah Michelle's parents? I don't know. I can't get back into Glee. I can't.
I think it was Jeff Goldblum eventually. Because their parents were gay men.
And then Jeff Goldblum went on Glee?
Yeah.
What?
He'll do anything.
Yeah, he really will do anything.
Oh my god, I know.
Also, Chris Colfer from Glee came out this week with a shrine. To the queen.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
like a really like sincere thing. And then someone was like, bitch, the queen would have hated Kurt. Like,
yeah. She would
have... Absolutely. Yeah. Also, surely he's got enough people to be making shrines to just from his immediate circle.
Yes. Like... It's so wild. But I empathize with that. I have so much Queen and Princess Diana paraphernalia. But I hate them. Isn't that interesting? I don't know what that is. The duality of man.
Are you just a hoarder?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I hate the royal family, but I love a spoon and an ornate spoon. I love merch, you know?
Yeah.
It's a soap opera. Oh, my God. Royal family. Another royal family. Trisha Paytas.
Oh, my God.
And her husband, Moses. What's his name? It's not Moses. Is it Moses?
I don't even know.
I've never looked in this far.
I don't even care. Like, for all I know, it was an immaculate conception.
I would believe that, actually.
Yeah. The second coming.
Trisha Paytas.
Well, she gave birth on OnlyFans, didn't she?
Yeah. Moses. Did she? Yeah. Oh. Moses is her husband.
What's he look like? Can we see?
Yeah, he looks like...
You have to subscribe to the OnlyFans to see.
You could walk past him in the street and you would not... think anything of it. He just looks like a regular man.
Wow.
And so he also was on his sister, I believe, is the wife of the other guy from Frenemies, which was the podcast she used to do, and then that was her recent blowout. I cannot believe I'm telling you this for the first time.
She had a podcast.
We missed the frenemies.
It's very easy to lose track of Trisha Paytas.
Oh, yeah. There's too many.
She's doing everything.
My literal only awareness of Trisha Paytas is like screenshots of the YouTube video links with just like a completely like a title that makes no sense to me. And I'm like quilting together
the
pieces.
It's like AI generated. Like,
it's AI. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. She's always like posting like, covers of herself singing Shallow or her playing all the parts in Little Shop of Horrors or something like that. But she she has spawned. She does have a child now.
Sly.
And you guys, I know Charlie knows the name, but
No, I don't.
I don't know the name.
Oh, you don't know the name?
No. Is it Elizabeth?
Yeah. No.
Oh my God.
Shockingly, the most down to earth thing that Trisha Paytas ever did was her statement after all the Queen Elizabeth stuff. She really, we were all like, no, the earth is changing now. Because Trisha has come out and said something like relatively level-headed. Yeah. I don't know if that baby sucked all the crazy out of her. She's coming out with other stuff. Anyway, she's had a baby. The baby's first name is Malibu, but it is a hyphenated name and it is Malibu Barbie.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh my God, no. Malibu Barbie Paytas?
Shut up. Yes. Greta Gerwig found dead.
Oh my God. That is insane.
That rules.
Malibu Barbie.
Oh my God.
I am obsessed.
Hyphenated.
Yeah.
Get in bed with Mattel out the gate.
That's better than anything I could imagine.
Oh. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't call it Birkenbag. But she called it Malibu Barbie. When all this stuff was coming out online about Trisha Paytas giving birth to the reincarnation of Elizabeth, it really was a beautiful time in history that I hope we all remember where we were. And it was funny because there were, you know, publications like The Guardian and The Atlantic and all these, having to write articles being like, hearing the name Trisha Paytas for the first time, here's what you missed. trying to cover her. Like my friend and fellow comedian, friend of the show, Kat Finch, is obsessed with Trisha Paytas and understands her lore better than anyone. but she was sending me articles with paragraphs that were like, Trisha Paytas has said that she doesn't want to endow her baby with gender identity as she believes gender is fluid. A week later, she confused her audience by putting on a very lavish gender reveal party announcing that she was having a baby girl and showing an entirely pink room.
I love her penchant for just abject lies. There's that, have you seen the video that's recapping all the different times she's talked about her ethnicity?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's she'll be in a video just saying to someone dead face, just no, I'm Greek. Or I forget if it's Greek.
Yeah,
or
Greek and Croatian and Turkish. Ukrainian, yeah. She pulled out
she'll
a bit as well.
No, I'm Greek. My father, and she'll give these elaborate things and she'll be like, oh, my dad was Greek and that's on my family side. And then in another interview, someone will say something and she'll be like, oh, I'm not Greek. No, I'm actually from Ukraine.
And she'll say, I never said that.
Yeah. Which is so funny if you're a YouTuber who records most things you say.
Yeah,
the jump cut.
It is kind of camp to be like, I don't believe in gender, and then to name your child Malibu Barbie. It almost is gender fluid. It's being like,
it feels like she's testing us.
Yeah.
You know?
Gender's a spectrum and I'm off the charts. I'm all the way.
My next child is Hot Wheels Bacon.
But Malibu could be a gender neutral name.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It is a city.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people called Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never been queerer than when I've been drunk on Malibu. So I see it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's good vibes.
Okay, if you had a baby, you have to give me the name. You would name it right now. Okay. You can't think about it. Jordan.
Jordan.
This is so crazy you asked this. Literally last night, I started following a baby name expert on TikTok.
I love this woman.
She's so good. If I ever had a child, I would call it Alvy.
Alvy. Oh my God, I saw this in her name thing. Yes. Names that are coming back from the 1920s.
Yes. She's like, this name hasn't charted since 1912.
Oh my God. It's giving Kate Bush running up that hill.
It's going to be the top 30 in the US.
What's yours?
Daphne.
Daphne.
Oh, I like that.
That's beautiful.
I love Scooby-Doo and I love Daphne du Maurier.
Yes. Yes.
Such a good name.
I love that. I think it's, but also part of me is there's something so fun about giving a movie star / superhero name, alliterative or whatever. So I'm like, what if it's Betty Baldwin or Bella Baldwin or Bella Hadid Baldwin? Yeah, But this is the thing. To me, the more important thing is surname as well, because I'm like, hyphenation, fuck that with surnames or whatever.
I agree. Where are you going to go?
Yeah. I think it should be a battle of who has the more interesting surname, and then they get it. And then we breed out bad surnames, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, I think Baldwin is more interesting than Johnson. But if I end up with, like, some, like, fucking hot guy whose surname is, like, Fishhook, I'm like, yeah, Daphne Fishhook. Yeah, yeah. Get real.
Absolutely. I'm forever furious that my parents didn't battle it out and I ended up with Bar, not Sergeant.
You should change that. I'm suing.
But my aunt on the sergeant side was dating a guy whose last name was Stiff, and in that case I was like, you have to hibernate. Stiff Sergeant.
That's got very Malibu Barbie Paytas vibes.
Yes. Well, you should marry someone whose surname is B, and then you can hyphenate and be Barbie.
Yeah.
Come on. Wait, you should marry Cardi B.
And I would then love to.
Your child Malibu.
Malibu Barbie.
Wait, did you go, Aurelia?
Yeah, what's your name?
Lucian.
Fuck, yeah.
Oh my god. A model.
Oh, like Lucian Landeskamp? That, like.
It's hard.
Is that,
Lucian St. Clair.
It's a beautiful name.
Oh, fuck yeah. God damn. I mean, St. Clair's already iconic.
That's beautiful. And I can't wait for all of us to not have kids.
None of us have kids.
This is what I mean. The most sane people out there with the best names are not. Although truly. I did just say the I was going to name my child.
I hope that, like, Trisha continues naming them in, like, the Barbie world. So it's, like, Malibu Barbie. Then it's, like, Workforce Barbie. You know,
it's different jobs.
Like,
absolutely.
Air hostess.
Yeah, hostess Barbie.
Steward.
Is steward... I'm sorry. Every time I think about it, I forget to look it up. We're not saying air hostess anymore.
Well, I don't even know what we're saying.
We just don't refer to them.
I feel like they're flight attendants.
Oh my god, that's so
Oh my god. I'm like, you push the button and they come.
We get it, Alistair. You're always flying. You're an international.
Bi-coastal.
Bi-coastal.
I mean, I'm going up and down on the same coastline between Melbourne and Sydney.
Oh my god. I am excited for Malibu Barbie's life. I think she's going to live a life that none of us could have ever dreamed of.
Yes.
I watch a lot of ASMR to go to sleep, and I do really enjoy Trisha Paytas' ASMR, which is usually just her tapping on her luxury bags, being like, I got this bag 10 years ago.
Oh, my God.
She really has, like, a New Jersey accent whenever she's talking about her bags, yes. And then every other time it's a Cali girl. So,
well, I mean, speaking of, Aurelia, you've brought your Telfar in today.
Yes.
Could we get a little bit of a tip-tap on the...
Imagine. I have no nails. It'd just be like...
Very gay.
You can't hear anything.
As the future head of the Australian division of Telfar.
Telfeasy. Me store managing. Never again.
I feel like I'm influenced by this. I feel like you're influencing me day by day, Aurelia. The other day I went to Hector's Deli because of your Hector's Deli coverage.
I had Hector's Deli today.
It was a beautiful, beautiful sandwich.
Yeah. You know what the funny thing is? People have started sending me to things. They're like just sending me a photo of a thing that they bought because I posted it. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, damn. Well,
I think it's because power.
The power.
I think because like you're my friend, I'm realizing what like influences have. Like I know that they have an influence as the name suggests. But I think because I'm like, oh, Aurelia posted this. And I was like, oh, Aurelia was like, doing their job. Like, it affected me.
You think it's got to be a scam. And then it's like, oh, wow, that's real.
I have never wanted a glowing cube for my bedroom until you started posting. I'm so close.
Oh, you need it.
I really do. God
when
damn.
Is your birthday? Get it for yourself.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, what's your star sign? We talk about this a lot.
I'm 23rd of December, so I am Sagittarius. Capricorn.
You're Capricorn.
95. I'm just into Capricorn. And Chinese zodiac, I'm a pig.
Yeah.
I don't know my moon or my rising or anything,
pig, but
I mean, oink, oink. Yes, but yeah, but I don't know. This is the thing. I'm like, I don't know. I don't. What am I gonna do? Call up my mom and be like, "What time of day was it?"
When if you don't want to do it, I'll do it for you.
Put me on the phone to him right now.
Hello, I'm with Pop Gaze Podcast. But But yeah, but I think I make up for it by really being front forward talking about my Chinese zodiac. I think not enough people. I'm a Capricorn pig, babe. Oh. I'm a pig, goat, mermaid.
Oh, that's nice.
That's enough.
We love that.
I'm a Libra rooster.
Flag.
I think I'm a rat.
Yeah. But what's your star sign?
Or a monkey, I forget. I feel like it's a rat.
Have you guys heard of the thing where everyone either looks like a rat or a frog?
Yes, I did.
I can't stop. I was watching the Emmys yesterday.
Yeah.
A week late, and it's just everyone that got up, I was like, frog, rat, that's a rat. Zendaya, rat. Kenan Thompson, frog.
If Zendaya's a rat, that makes me immediately feel better about
no, but everyone's a rat or a frog.
Okay, yeah. Like do us on a podcast right now.
Please.
Okay, you're a frog.
I'm definitely a rat.
You're rat. You're cusp.
Like I'm shattering the binary.
I feel like it's very hard when people wear glasses. I want to say rat, so I feel like with glasses, rat. Without frog, there we go.
Yeah, you are frog.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. Oh, it's crazy. God. Now you're gonna see it everywhere. Right. I'm a bit of a duck. Yeah. I'm different.
Wait. If I knew we could do any fucking farmyard animal.
I'm a princess.
Okay, well, I guess what? I'm a swan.
I'm a platypus.
There was a third option all along. That's so funny. Like, yeah, fuck gender reveals party. Is your kid a rat
or a frog?
Oh, my God. Malibu's giving frog.
Yeah. Are we up to? Oh yes. God, we're up to pop and flop.
Yeah. Are you ready for the deciding event of our podcast?
Yeah.
This is the tea. This is where we share the highlights or the lowlights of our fucking week.
Incredible. Okay. Yeah. So legally different from I Don't Think So Honey of Last Culture is good.
Yeah. And also legally different to Keep It and legally different to
Australia
other
Lab. Thing. Legally,
this is
absolutely. Uncharted territory.
This could be great or bad, which makes it very different.
Oh,
completely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Different.
Fabulous.
Charlie, what was your pop or flop?
My big flop. Oh, sorry, big pop this week is the Lisa Rinna Eminem. I have just been having a ball with the most chaotic, like, contextless thing. Like, I literally went to the, like, Know Your Meme page because I was like, surely I'm missing some kind of, like, element of the history of this, like, lore. Mm. And it was just literally, like, there was some, like, 2008, like, Eminem thing where they had Lisa Rinna and I think, what's the, like... Guy Fieri or something like that, like hosting some awards.
Oh, I've seen the Guy Fieri Eminem. Yeah, and actually, I'm, as someone who doesn't watch Housewives, more familiar with this Eminem homunculus version of Lisa Rinna. It's like Lisa Rinna could walk by me in the street and I'm like, sorry to this.
Sorry.
But if I see that Eminem in a wig, I'm like, I know you.
Yeah. Well, apparently they had some like commercial thing that they did for Eminem back in 2008 and people have just like revived it and put it everywhere. And people were like, Lisa Rinna Eminem spotted at Balmoral.
Thank you for explaining because I had no idea. I did not understand.
It's just
chaos.
I thought it looked funny.
Someone just made it. I didn't know it was linked to a campaign. I was like, someone finally made a Lisa Rinna Eminem.
About time.
Yeah. Remember when we were all slut shaming the green Eminem for a while?
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
Yeah, no. When she stopped wearing heels and started wearing flats. Yeah. Yeah, orthopedic became... queen.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Green Eminem MP.
That's
my pop for this week.
Yeah, so nice. I've got a pop as well.
Nice.
My pop is euthanasia. I love it. I was thinking, I was listening to something where they talked about like what's happened to like kings and queens in England of the past when they've died and stuff like that. And they talked about the guy who died in the 30s who was like Queen Elizabeth's grandfather. And apparently they just gave him like so much fucking morphine and cocaine. Yeah. They like injected him with a bunch of cocaine and like so he just like was high as a fucking kite and just drifted off into that good night. And I was like, Why don't we? Why are we spending so long trying to figure out how to keep people? I mean, keep doing that. But also, can somebody work out a way to make like dying a real fun experience for those who just want to?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's a good question because like it is assisted dying is legal in some places, but nobody's advertising it as being like cool and chill.
Like for rape. I remember I mean, I'm not suggesting you do it like this, but I went in to a farm in year eight and
where is this going? Oh, yeah.
Well, they had like, they showed us where they kill their animals and they said that they always kill their animals when they're happy. So they walk in, they're eating their favorite food. They're like playing classical music that's beautiful. And they're there with like their other pig friends. And then they get like sniped. And I'm like, that's my ideal way to go.
Jordan, did you go to that like cult farm where they drank the Kool-Aid and like did a mass suicide?
Anyway, I lived there for 10 years. I've got 4 kids. I haven't seen them since. They've got bleach blonde hair and they're having a good time.
I have a pop for the week as well.
Nice.
I bought a new ring light.
Oh!
And it's great. It's massive. It's giant. I had one just like it before, but my dog tipped it over and broke it.
Oh, no.
But that's the cost of having children. And, yeah, I think people shit on ring lights way too much, but they do make a difference.
They're handy.
They're handy. And it's really good having a tripod that's, like, at a height that you can comfortably take an outfit photo in.
It's perfect. And if you ever have to film a self-test, I got a ring light too late in life and it made such a big difference, and then I had to do one yesterday and I wasn't at home and I looked like a swamp rat.
I was like
oh. Which is weird because you're a frog.
A duck.
What about you? Have you got a pop or flop?
Well, my pop is Twitter circles. Yes. I think, has this been done on the podcast?
No. What is Twitter circles?
It's close friends, but for Twitter.
You're not a gay man, Jordan.
I saw it, but I haven't made one because nobody follows me.
Well, this...
It's for showing cock and showing hole.
It's for showing cock, showing hole, but also, as well, it's like, as someone who, you know, works in the TV industry and follows and am followed by other people in the TV industry, the Australian biz is so small, but sometimes I want to shit talk every single thing on TV.
Yes.
But yes. There is at least like 3 people I know that are involved in every show. Yeah. And it is, I am like oscillating so wildly on my Twitter circle between like showing hole and shaft, but also being like, just like retweeting like Screen Australia funding announcements, being like flop city. I'm like, wait, but their previous show like got no views. So where are they getting this other, like who did they like have to blow to be getting this like
I've been
Channel
loving
9 commission?
Seeing this whole other side of you. It's been wonderful.
Oh,
because
I've been inside of you.
I'm offended.
Well, I, you know, as you freely admit, you need to be more on Twitter and then
that's true. All I do is retweet. I never tweet anything original.
I am the sort of like the Twitter, like I'm stationed on Twitter of this podcast.
These
guys take care of the other apps.
I'm the Insta ho.
That is the actual binary.
And I'm Facebook Marketplace.
Absolutely. But like Twitter circles, if you ever wanted to like shit talk the Glowing Cube company without ruining your Glowing Cube deal, Twitter circles.
I'll have you know, I paid full price for those.
Oh my God. But I'm influenced. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a great list of pop and. Well, all pops.
Yeah.
Wait.
All pops this week.
Positivity era.
Yeah.
Wait. If you want to hear my flops, you have to be on my Twitter circle. I've been shit talking. So much gay content out there.
Yeah.
And there's so much shit stuff, including this podcast.
No. Well, thank you so much for coming, Alistair.
Yeah,
I had the most fun. I love you all.
Stop. I care about you a lot, but I'm not ready to. Is there anything you want to like plug while you're here?
Oh my God. I don't think there is. I don't know.
What's your Twitter? Circle?
My Twitter and Instagram is Baldwin Alistair. I have to do Dewey Decimal vibes because some landscape gardener has Alistair Baldwin.
Disgusting.
So I'm surnamed first. But follow me, and if you're like medium to hot gay man, you'll immediately be added to my circle. And then you'll hear my like deepest, darkest thoughts and like people I hate in the TV industry, but also occasionally I'll just get my butt out. So, nice. But if you're a normal person, you can follow me too, you know?
I love that someone out there is like, yeah, I'm medium hot.
And waiting.
Yeah.
We should also plug our live show as well at Stupid Old Studios on October 9th, I want to say.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I do not recall.
Yes.
Wait, flag off. Yeah. I was officially part of a letter to the council to get funding to make SOS accessible.
Oh, so yay!
I'm taking claim to the new facility.
That's
is
so
it accessible
great.
Or did they not listen?
They got the funding.
Okay, good.
Oh, fuck
but
nice.
But they've blown
fuck
it on like more microphones or some shit. It's like such a con.
Scam. Every Scam. Funding is.
Yeah. Alrighty, friends, we'll see you next week for our 50th episode.
Oh,
oh my God. Wait.
I feel
you booked
ancient.
Me for the flop penultimate.
49, baby.
Oh my God. Wait.
Yeah, you weren't worth it.
Sorry. <Yeah. laughs>
You're not giving platinum anniversary. Anyway, loved being on. Hashtag be real.
All right, bye, flop.
Bye.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.